This is Brent Phillips, author of Where Science Meets Spirit, The Formula for Miracles, and this is the Unleash Your Inner Millionaire audio program to help you achieve wealth, success, and prosperity by reprogramming your subconscious mind. Let me start off by giving you a warning. This is not just another Law of Attraction audio program that gets you psyched up and tells you to think positively and say your wealth affirmations and expect a whole bunch of money to show up in your life. If you're like me, you've been down that road before and been disappointed with the results. Instead, this special audio program is unprecedented in its ability to get 100% of your mind, including both your conscious and subconscious, on board to manifest a life of financial freedom, prosperity, and success. To do this, you'll learn state-of-the-art secrets, insights, and applications of spiritual principles that go far beyond what you've heard before, to make you a much more powerful manifester and a clear channel for unbounded wealth to flow to you. In addition, this is the first audio program ever to include specially charged healing energy to actually clear the subconscious blocks that are holding you back from your success and abundance. During this program, we're going to go back and forth between presentations of life-altering spiritual and metaphysical principles and doing the actual subconscious reprogramming that occurs through the energy I have embedded into this program using the technique of theta healing. By the time you finish this, you will find yourself transformed in both your conscious mind and your subconscious mind and will be prepared to live the life of your dreams. I like to start all of my programs and presentations by telling you a little bit about myself so you understand where I'm coming from. And you know what? I never thought I'd be doing anything like this. Working in the spiritual arena, teaching people metaphysical principles, working as a healer, and helping people to transform their lives by releasing blocks out of their subconscious. Why? Because really, I'm an engineer. I grew up as the prototypical computer nerd. I loved video games and computers. I loved fantasy and science fiction. I played Dungeons and Dragons. And then when I was in high school, I fell in love with programming computers. And so when I went to college, it was an easy choice because the one thing that I liked to do, that I was good at, and could actually make a living at doing was working with computers. So I went to college at MIT, where I discovered the internet, which was one of the first big passions of my life. And I got really involved with the online world. I spent a lot of time in chat rooms and on bulletin boards, and I learned how to network computers and program them so they could send information back and forth. When I graduated from MIT, I continued on to graduate school there and joined the Telemedia Networks and Systems Group, where I became an expert in sending audio and video in real time over the internet. I got my master's degree and was enrolled in the PhD program when the internet boom hit in the mid-90s. And so, like a lot of my lab mates, I left graduate school, moved to California to form an internet company. And so things went really well at first. After a year, I had about 15 people working for me. The company was growing. We had a lot of Fortune 500 clients, including Nissan and Sony and Disneyland. And things were really going well. In fact, things were going so well with the website company that me and my partner started a second company to make video games, which had always been a passion of ours. However, there was kind of a dark secret underneath all this, which was that I was working myself to death to try to make these companies successful. I was working literally 80 to 100 hours every week. All I did was work. Every morning, every afternoon, every evening, every weekend, every holiday, all the time. At the time, this seemed like a reasonable sacrifice. I thought, hey, you know what? I'll just work my butt off for a couple years, sell one of these companies for millions of dollars, and then retire, and I'll get my rest then. But you know what? It didn't work out like that. Because after less than 2 years of this hectic schedule, my body really started to break down. I was afflicted by a severe case of repetitive stress injuries. Doctors told me I had tendonitis and bursitis and carpal tunnel syndrome and thoracic outlet syndrome. I was in terrible pain. I could barely work. It was painful to drive. It was painful to cut my food. It was hard to sleep. And my life really devolved into a living hell. I started by going to doctors to try to get conventional treatments because I thought, hey, you know what? The doctors will be able to get me better. And so I went to doctors and they gave me drugs and splints. And they told me to, you know, take it easy and go to physical therapy. But, you know, after a while, it wasn't helping. I wasn't getting any better. And so after a couple years of conventional treatments, the doctors determined that I was what they called permanent and stationary, that I would never get better. And so I was very depressed by this. And then I had this whole terrible episode in my life where my partners decided to sell the company and not honor the contracts we had for forming it. So they sold the website company for several million dollars. And then the lawsuits resulted because they didn't give me my share. I got fired from my job. And oh yeah, my lifelong best friend, who was one of my partners, had also been secretly dating the woman I was in love with. And so this was really my first dark night of the soul where everything was going wrong for me. I was in a lot of pain. I was told by doctors I could never recover, that I'd never work again, and that basically I just had to find some way to try to pay my bills and get through life. And so this was devastating, being at the time I was still in my 20s, and just a couple years before I had been a star of the internet boom with the whole world at my feet. Fortunately, I didn't stay in the despair for too long because I discovered the world of alternative medicine. And so at first I got really excited. I thought, you know what, this is what's going to do it. This is what's going to get me better. And so I started going to chiropractors and acupuncturists and Chinese doctors and homeopaths, and I went to healers, and I did all these diets and cleanses and took all these different supplements and tried all these different healing devices and machines, and I just did everything. Because I thought, you know what, this is going to work for me. Alternative medicine is going to get me better. And I also got into positive thinking, what we now call the law of attraction. And I went to positive thinking seminars, and I said affirmations and mantras, and I hung power words on my wall, and I made a vision board and all that cool stuff. But you know what? Despite going and being basically a full-time patient, you know, spending all my time shuttling from one doctor or practitioner to another, over years and years of treatments, I still didn't get better. And so after about 5 years of this, I agreed to have a surgery as kind of a last-ditch attempt to try to repair the damage to my body. And unfortunately, the surgery went terribly wrong. And after the surgery, I couldn't move my right arm at all. And so as bad as things were before the surgery, it was a lot worse afterwards. And so I then started going to a physical therapist and trying to have her manipulate it and sleeping in dyna splints and doing all these things to try to get my arm moving again, but nothing worked. I ended up having a second surgery, which helped a little bit, but I still really couldn't move my arm very much. And it was then I heard about this thing called theta healing. And of course, I was skeptical at first because I was an agnostic and pretty much a confirmed skeptic. I saw myself as a rationalist, a scientist, an engineer. And so I didn't really believe spiritual healing worked, but you know what? I wanted to try anything because I was desperate to get better. And so I booked a session and went and did a session of theta healing with a woman named Terry O'Connell. And it was very interesting. And then she showed me how to do this thing called muscle testing, which we'll talk about in just a minute. And we talked about all these things going on in my life. We talked about my parents. We talked about God and my relationships with women. And at the end of the session, she closed her eyes and went into a trance. And I actually felt something pop and shift in my elbow. She opened her eyes and said, "Brent, try your arm." And I did. And I was like, oh my God, my arm had instantly healed. I could move my elbow again. There was no pain, no restriction. It was perfectly fine. And so that was the miracle that hooked me. That was this instant healing that got me to give up my career in computer software and devote my life to becoming a healer. And that's why I recorded this program for you, because I want to share with you the incredible power of theta healing, and specifically in this program, how we're going to use it to transform your life to bring you incredible wealth and success and prosperity. And so before we talk a little more about how this is going to work, I want to give an acknowledgement to Vianna Steibel, who's the woman who developed theta healing. Vianna, in 1994, was a single mother with three small children who got very sick, and she went to doctors who finally confirmed for her that she had cancer. In fact, she had an advanced form of lymphatic cancer, and the doctors told her that she was going to die. One doctor even told her that he wanted to amputate her leg, and that if he did so, he thought it could buy her a couple more months of life. And so Vianna refused to accept this, and she tried to heal herself naturally. She did diets and cleanses and sat in an infrared sauna and tried all these different holistic and alternative remedies to try to heal herself. But the whole time she was getting sicker and sicker. And so she started working as a part-time psychic because she had always had a natural psychic ability, and she was too sick to do any kind of normal job. And even though she was very successful as a psychic and developed a great reputation, she was getting sicker and sicker until one day she had the bright idea to use the same technique she used to do future readings, but instead of asking to read someone's future, she asked for a healing on her cancer, and it worked. And the cancer vanished instantly from her body. And so Vianna was understandably completely transformed by this experience, because in an instant, she had gone from being on death's door and in terrible pain to being healthy again and having her whole life ahead of her. And so she, bless her heart, devoted herself to figuring out exactly what had happened so she could show other people a step-by-step process to create the miracles that she experienced in her life for their own. And so that's where Theta Healing came from. And starting around 1999, she started to teach classes, now called Basics of Theta Healing, to show other people how to do this. And that's what we're going to be using in this program to clear your subconscious of these blocks. So now that I've told you a little bit about me and just a little bit about Vianna, I want to tell you guys what we're really going to do here. I would imagine that most, if not everyone, listening to this audio program is familiar with the Law of Attraction. It's been getting a lot of press the last couple of years, especially since the release of The Secret, and it's featuring on Oprah. And so the Law of Attraction states that what we focus on, what we give our attention and energy to, we will attract and create in our life. And therefore, if we focus on positive things, we'll attract positive things. If we focus on negative things, we'll attract negative things. And so by conditioning our mind to focus on the positive, we can draw to us through the Law of Attraction the things we want to experience, namely health, wealth, and love. However, most treatments of the Law of Attraction are rather incomplete, as well as being kind of superficial, for the main reason that usual Law of Attraction techniques only focus on the conscious mind. That's not a bad thing, but it's incomplete, because doing the usual Law of Attraction stuff, meaning saying your affirmations, saying your mantras, making a vision board, putting power words on your wall, you know, writing down what you'd like to have in your life and focusing on the positive, those are great things to do, but they're only engaging the conscious mind, which is maybe, depending on who you ask, between 10 and 20% of your power and ability to create in the world. The rest of it, the majority of your power, resides in the subconscious mind, which is 80 to 90% of your power. And so the subconscious mind is usually seen as this kind of mysterious, invisible, off-limits part of us that we know is there, but we don't know exactly what's in it or how to work with it. And so most Law of Attraction material falls short because it ignores the subconscious, and we're only working with 10 or 20% of our mind. If you really want to attract and create incredible things in your life, if you want to be healthy, if you want to attract great wealth, if you want to fall in love, you need to get 100% of your mind, both your conscious mind and your subconscious mind, lined up to create that result. And so in order to do that, you have to access the subconscious. I don't know about you guys, but for me, when my life got difficult, I tried all the usual Law of Attraction techniques. I said my affirmations and I said my mantras and I did all the positive thinking. But even though I saw some little changes around the edges of my life, the big stuff didn't shift. My health problems didn't disappear. I didn't make a lot of money. I didn't meet the love of my life. And so I got really frustrated. And at one point I took all my positive thinking, Law of Attraction stuff, and threw it in the trash. And I said, hey, this doesn't work. Or at least it doesn't work for me. Now, you may be wondering, what about those people that it does work for? What about those people who you read their testimonials and they say, hey, you know, I changed my thinking and I healed from this disease, or I made $1 million in 3 months, or I met my soulmate. What's going on there? Well, you know what? Those things really do happen. It is possible to just make a little shift in your thinking and start saying your affirmations and maybe make a vision board and have those things show up in your life. However, in my experience, that's a very rare thing. There's only a small number of people who can do the usual Law of Attraction stuff and watch the big things change in their life. And why? It's because they're the lucky few who already had their subconscious mind prepared for that experience. They already had 80 or 90% of their mind ready to create it. And so all they had to do was make a little shift in their thinking and their conscious mind, and these incredible things happened. They healed from diseases. They made money. They found love, whatever it may be. And so what I want to do with this audio program is reach that other 80 to 90% of you in order to get 100% of your mind on board to create the life of your dreams. Because if you're like me, just engaging my conscious mind and just doing positive thinking wasn't enough. You also need to get at the subconscious mind to get 100% of your mind engaged to create the life of your dreams. So, when we talk about the subconscious mind, a good question is, what is it? What's in the subconscious mind? And what exactly is the subconscious mind? Well, it's an interesting thing that scientists and doctors have pretty well determined where the conscious mind is in the body. They've determined that it's in the frontal lobe of the brain. Now, a good question is then, where is the subconscious mind? There's an interesting answer for this. Your subconscious mind actually exists in every cell of your body. It's your cellular memory or your body's intelligence. And what happens is the law of attraction works not only through your conscious thoughts, but also through your subconscious thoughts and belief systems. And so what you're thinking up in your head, again, is only 10 to 20% of your power and ability to create. The other 90%, 80, 90% resides in the cells of your body, in the subconscious mind. And so this is shown to be true by all the many stories we hear about people who get organ transplants and they actually take on memories and personality characteristics of the donor. Why does this happen? Well, it happens because all of our memory and our personality, really what makes us us, is not just in the brain, it's in every cell of our body. And so the subconscious mind is in every cell of our body. Not only that, but when we look at the subconscious mind, you may be asking yourself, well, how does stuff get in there? You know, what determines what's in our subconscious mind? And there's actually a very interesting answer to that. And in terms of theta healing and how Vianna Stiebel describes this, there are what we call the four levels of the subconscious, namely the core level, the genetic level, the history level, and the soul level. And all together, all these four levels of the subconscious create that 80 or 90% of us. And so let's take them one at a time. If we look at the core level of the subconscious, this is basically our cellular memory or our body's intelligence for everything that's happened to us in our current lifetime. Now, this is especially important for childhood memories because things that happen to us when we're infants or children impact us very powerfully and go straight into the subconscious and can affect us for the whole rest of our lives. But basically, anything that affects us from our current lifetime is called the core level memory. However, the thing that's so fascinating about the subconscious is that much of what's in it does not come from our current lifetime. And so we may have no idea what's in there. And so the second level of the subconscious is called the genetic level. And this is the level at which we carry all the memories and experiences of our ancestors. And so our DNA is full of these encodings of memories and experiences and traumas and expectations and belief systems that we carry in from our ancestors through our DNA. And so your subconscious is full of these things that you probably are not even aware are there, and a lot of the time you probably don't even consciously agree with. For example, I would guess that most of you guys listening to this audio program do not consciously believe that you need to be poor to be close to God. However, I would imagine that a good number of you actually do hold this belief system in your subconscious mind, that you've inherited it from an ancestor, because even though you may or may not be religious in your current lifetime, I can guarantee you that you had ancestors who were religious, and many of them, in fact, believed that they had to be poor to be close to God. And so that belief system has been passed through the DNA and may reside in you today. The next level of the subconscious is what we call the history level. The history level is kind of a generic term for all of our memories and experiences that we carry inside of ourselves that are not from our current lifetime and are not from our genetic ancestors. And so some people might call this past life memories, and we're not going to go into much detail here about past lives because honestly, it's really not important whether or not you believe in past lives. That's really not an issue. However, we do recognize that somehow we carry memories and experiences and traumas and beliefs inside of ourselves from other times and places. And so we call those the history level. The last level is what we call the soul level. And the soul level is kind of our overarching purpose for why we're here on Earth, our soul's mission, what we're here to experience. And all told, these make up what we call the four levels of the subconscious. And so the subconscious mind is really interesting because, as we mentioned before, it's this incredibly powerful part of us. You know, 80 to 90% of our power resides in the subconscious. However, we don't know how to directly tap it for the most part. Though we're going to teach you guys that later in this program through the technique of muscle testing. And so the way the law of attraction works is that it works both on a combination of your conscious thoughts and your subconscious belief systems. And so 80 or 90% of what you attract to you in your life through the law of attraction is not a result of the thoughts in your head. but of the belief systems and thoughts in the cells of your body, some of which you picked up in childhood, some of which you're inherited from your ancestors through the DNA, and others you've carried in from other lifetimes. And so, being a software engineer, I like to think of the subconscious in terms of computer software. That the subconscious is basically a giant pile of software code. It's like the software that runs and creates your life. And so let's take a second to talk about this metaphor, because I think it's very powerful. We're just going to give this a quick treatment here, because this metaphor is explained in much more detail in my book, Where Science Meets Spirit, The Formula for Miracles. But for those of you who downloaded this audio program who haven't had a chance to read the book, or who may have read it a while ago, I'm going to refresh and give a little overview right here. So if we imagine a computer, we know that the programs running on the computer, which we see on the computer monitor, are created based on the software that sits on the computer's hard drive, and that the computer monitor is refreshed and repainted, usually 60 or 80 or 100 times a second, from the software residing on the hard drive. And so we also know that if we have bugs in our software, that if we were to look to fix those bugs, we need to go and change the software on the hard drive. Or if we want to install new programs on our computer so we can do new things, we need to go install new software on the hard drive. However, most of us live our lives in a way that's similar to as if you had bugs in the software on your computer and you started marking up your monitor with whiteout and black ink, trying to fix the bugs that way. Of course, that's ridiculous, because you know that drawing on your monitor is not going to fix your computer's bugs. But that's exactly how most of us live our lives. Why? Because most of us are trained to try to solve problems at the level they present at. And so the way our subconscious works is that we have all these codes and programs inside of us, from the core level, the history level, to the genetic level, the soul level, that act like the software on the computer hard drive. And in the same way that the programs on a computer's hard drive create the programs that run on the screen, these belief systems and codes in our subconscious mind bring to us through the law of attraction all the experiences of our life. And so if you're having a health problem, you have codes or software in your subconscious that is attracting that experience to you. If you're having an experience of poverty or struggle or a bad relationship or loneliness, it's the same thing. You have codes or programs or belief systems that reside in your subconscious mind that the law of attraction is bringing to you. So if you have a problem in your life, whether it's a health problem, or you're poor, or you're in a bad relationship, or you're lonely, that's because you have codes or software or belief systems, you might call, and all use all those terms interchangeably, in your subconscious mind. And what's happening is that the law of attraction is working to bring you experiences that fit those programs, that fit those beliefs in your subconscious, in the same way that the programs you see on your computer monitor are created and run by the software on the hard drive. And so you know that if you want to fix the software on your computer, you have to debug the software on the hard drive. You need to install new software or fix the software that's there. The same thing applies to your life. If you want to change the experiences you are having in your life, you have to go into your subconscious mind and you need to reprogram the bugs in that subconscious software. So you will start to attract a different kind of experience, or install new software into your subconscious so you can attract new kinds of experiences into your life. And it's really that simple. You know, when I got involved with Theta Healing, I really didn't expect much of anything. I was like, hey, you know what? This is just one more technique I want to try. And I didn't really, you know, have high expectations, but I wanted to convince myself that I had tried everything. And I kind of wanted to prove that nothing worked for me. But you know what? I experienced a miracle, and that was just the first of many. Using this technique of Theta Healing to reprogram my subconscious mind has created incredible changes, not only in my life, but also in the lives of my clients and students. Over the last several years I've been doing this, I've seen literally hundreds of miracles. I've seen instant healings from all sorts of diseases and disorders. I've seen people's prosperity and careers transform very quickly. I've seen relationships and marriages saved. I've seen people meet their soulmates. It's really incredible how this works. Because again, all we're doing is recoding or reprogramming the subconscious mind. And so when we do this through this technique of Theta Healing, what we do is use a conscious Theta brainwave in order to open the subconscious mind. Because the Theta brainwave is the magical key that unlocks the subconscious. Most of the time in our day-to-day activities, we're in what's called a beta brainwave. This is a relatively high-frequency brainwave. You know, scientists would say between 13 and 40 cycles per second. And then when we're in a more meditative state, you know, when we kind of relax or slow down or meditate, we get into what's called an alpha brainwave, which is a little bit slower at like 7 to 12 cycles per second. It's normally only when we're sleeping at night and dreaming that we enter into a theta brainwave, which is an even slower brainwave of about 4 to 7 cycles per second. And so the theta healing technique, in a nutshell, is a special technique of accessing a conscious theta brainwave to allow us to directly access and manipulate the subconscious mind. Because most of the time in our normal day-to-day lives, when we're in the beta state, the subconscious is off limits. We can't work with it. It just seems like this magical off-limits part of us that's mysterious and invisible that we know is there, right? Because it runs all of our bodily functions. The subconscious mind controls your heartbeat, controls your respiration, and directs the functioning of all the, you know, 80 to 100 trillion cells in your body. But we can't work with it. The theta healing technique, by using the theta brainwave, allows us to basically log into your system and start working directly with your subconscious software, what I call the software of the soul. And by doing this, we can debug the defective software in your subconscious and replace it with better software and allow you to create different kinds of experiences in your life. And this is where the miracles happen. So during this audio program, what we're going to do is use the theta healing technique to directly access your subconscious mind and release the blocks in your subconscious that are holding you back from wealth and prosperity. Because this technique is called theta healing because it was originally developed to work with physical ailments like Vianna's cancer and my frozen elbow. However, every aspect of our lives is dominated by the subconscious. And so it works equally well for working with things like prosperity or with relationships. And so the focus of this program is to use it to unleash your blocks to prosperity so you can reprogram and release the defective bugs in your subconscious that are keeping you poor, holding you back, keeping you in a life of struggle, and transform you into a manifesting machine that easily and effortlessly attracts prosperity and abundance so you can live the life of your dreams. When we do this, when we work on prosperity, I like to think in terms of the subconscious financial thermostat, which is a metaphor I borrowed from T. Harv Eker. Basically, all of our wealth building gurus, all the way back to Napoleon Hill, who was writing about this 100 years ago, tell us the same thing, that really the level of wealth and prosperity we determine is primarily influenced by the belief systems we hold in our subconscious. And so we tend to think that our level of wealth and prosperity is determined by our level of education, or our career, or where we live, or how smart we are, or how hard we work, or how much money we have, or in particular, who we know. That's not true at all. Those are simply the channels or means through which our prosperity will manifest. Instead, what really determines our level of wealth and prosperity is the subconscious mind, is this software of the soul. All these belief systems and memories and traumas and experiences that accumulate in the subconscious, all of these things act like a thermostat setting. And so this thermostat in your subconscious influences and controls how much wealth you're going to attract to you in your life. And I like the idea of the subconscious financial thermostat because it's such a great metaphor. Because the way that wealth and prosperity works is just like the thermostat setting on the heater or air conditioner in your home. And so, for example, if your thermostat is set for 72 degrees and it gets warmer inside your home, the air conditioner will come on and cool it off and bring it back down to 72. Similarly, if it gets colder than that, the heat will come on and warm it up. And so your prosperity, your level of abundance and wealth works exactly the same way. Your subconscious mind acts like a thermostat setting that says, this is the level of wealth that you are programmed to have. And what will happen is, if you temporarily end up having more money than you're programmed to have, the universe has an infinite variety of creative and clever ways to take it from you. Conversely, if you end up having less money than you're programmed to have, the universe has many, many different ways it can send you more. And so we can see this principle of the subconscious financial thermostat at work. You guys may have heard that something like 80% of lottery winners lose all their money within 5 years. That's amazing. Why is that? Because they're not programmed to have that level of wealth. Their subconscious financial thermostat is set too low for the amount of money they get from winning the lottery. And so the universe acts like that climate control system and kind of turns on the air and cools it down and takes away that money. On the flip side, if you have less money than you're programmed to have, the universe will kick into gear and send you more. Most of you guys have heard of the story of Donald Trump, who made $1 billion and then lost everything, was bankrupt, and then like 2 years after that had $1 billion again. And it's like, hey, how the heck did that happen? Well, guess what? He has a very high setting on his subconscious financial thermostat. And so as soon as the money disappeared, the law of attraction brought him more, because he had the right codes and programs in his subconscious to attract and maintain that level of wealth. So that's how it works. We have all these belief systems and codes and programs in our subconscious that creates a thermostat setting, a level of wealth and prosperity we're programmed for. During this audio program, we're going to show you not only how to think more positively and the truth about how the mechanics of manifestation work in the universe, but this program is also encoded with special healing energy that will guide you through a process of releasing these blocks out of your subconscious. And every time you do that, it's like raising the thermostat setting. You will begin to attract more and more money and wealth and prosperity into your life. And so at this point, you probably are wondering, okay, this whole idea of the subconscious seems true to me and it seems very powerful, but how do we work with it? How do we know what's in the subconscious mind? Of course, if I want to know what you're consciously thinking, if I want to know what's in your conscious mind, I can just ask you and you'll tell me. That's easy, right? But how do I find out what's in your subconscious mind? There's actually an answer for this, and the answer is muscle testing, also known as kinesiology. So muscle testing is an incredibly valuable technique we use to bypass the conscious mind to ask direct yes and no questions of the subconscious. And so during this audio program, I'm only going to give a quick overview of muscle testing and a refresher on how to do it properly. I would refer you to my DVD, Secrets of Muscle Testing, for a much more in-depth exploration and explanation of how to do muscle testing. The DVD goes into a lot more depth on the theory of muscle testing, as well as providing step-by-step tutorials on how to do 4 different kinds of muscle testing, including the arm lever test, the finger ring test, the standing test, and the pendulum test, as well as containing a wealth of information on how to troubleshoot muscle testing, or what to do when it isn't working right. What we're going to do in this program, because all of you guys should already have access to the muscle testing DVD, is just give a quick overview and to get into the main material here, which is going to be doing this subconscious clearing on you guys. And so in a nutshell, the way that muscle testing works is that every time we make statements out loud that resonate true with our subconscious belief systems, or that resonate true with the body's intelligence or our cellular memory, there's an electrical and magnetic field around the body that actually becomes stronger. Similarly, every time we make statements that resonate false with the subconscious mind, this field weakens. And this is a very real and very physical effect that can be measured with sensitive electrical equipment. Fortunately for us, we don't need a bunch of expensive electrical equipment to read the subconscious mind, because we can use muscle testing. Because muscles have the property that when they're put into a stronger electrical or magnetic field, the muscle actually becomes stronger. Similarly, when you put a muscle into a weaker electromagnetic field, the muscle becomes weaker. And so, by testing the strength of our muscles when we make statements, we can actually determine if those statements are true or false to our subconscious mind. Let me give you an example. Let's say that I'm doing the arm lever test where I hold out my arm, and I make a statement that's true to my subconscious, such as saying, I am a man. When I say, I am a man, that resonates true with my body's intelligence or my cellular memory, because my body knows it's a man's body, at least in this lifetime. And so therefore, my electrical magnetic field in and around my body becomes stronger. And because of that, the muscles in my arm become stronger. And so when I hold out my arm and say, I am a man, my field strengthens, my muscles strengthen, and it will be hard for you to push down my arm. Conversely, if I hold up my arm and say, I am a woman, that statement is going to resonate false to my subconscious. And so the field around my body will weaken, and therefore my muscles will weaken. And so if I hold out my arm and say, I am a woman, my muscles will go weak and it will be easy for you to push down my arm. And so that's, you know, in a nutshell, how muscle testing works. Now, there's four different main methods of muscle testing. The arm lever, which is a strength-based test where someone pushes down on your arm. The finger ring, which is a strength-based test where you make a ring with your fingers, and either you or another person tries to open the ring. And there's also what we might call pendulum testing, where you can either use something like a pendulum or a dowsing rod to hold it in your hands to get different results to do muscle testing, or the last method, which we're going to explain here, which is called the standing test. The standing test is my favorite, and it's the one I use with most of my clients and students because it's the fastest and easiest to learn. And just about everybody can get clear, accurate results with the standing test right away without needing any training or practice. And so I'm going to give you guys a quick overview of the standing test here. Though again, please refer to the Secrets of Muscle Testing DVD for more in-depth information. When we do the standing test, what we do is we stand up and face to the north and make statements out loud. When those statements resonate true with our subconscious mind, with our subconscious belief systems, the electrical magnetic field around your body will strengthen. It will tilt or push you forwards towards the north. Conversely, when you make statements that resonate false to your subconscious, the field weakens and you will tilt or push backwards towards the south. And so this is a very fast and easy way to bypass your conscious mind and find out exactly what's in your subconscious. And so I'm going to guide you through this process right now. Go ahead and stand up and take a second and figure out which way north is. Now, I'll let you guys know, this test will actually work no matter which way you're facing. However, if you are able to face to the north, you will get a clearer, faster, easier test result when you're lined up with a magnetic field of the earth. So don't panic if you don't know which way north is, but it is helpful if you can face north. Now, what I want you to do is stand with your feet a little bit narrower than shoulder width apart. And look down at your toes and make sure your toes are pointed straight forward. And so when we do the standing test, you want to stand in the tallest comfortable position you can. You want to make sure your legs are straight so there's no bend in your knees. But at the same time, you don't want to use a lot of muscular effort or tension, you know, to stand up really, really tall. So you want to stand in a tall, comfortable posture. I'm also going to have you do a technique we call zipping the field. This is a technique that repairs any little distortions or tears in your energy field and allows you to test more easily and more clearly. To zip your field is very simple. It's called zipping your field because it's going to look like you're zipping up a giant sleeping bag you're standing in. So take one of your hands, which one doesn't matter, put it out in front of the center line of your body, and put your hand down as low as it will go without bending over. And then bring your hand up in front of the center of your body until your hand comes up over the top of your head. And then bring your arm off to the side and let it relax. So when you do this, it'll look like you're zipping up a giant sleeping bag that you're standing in. Now, if you're confused, don't panic. There's a visual description of how to do this on the Secrets of Muscle Testing DVD. So let's try to do a muscle test. So go ahead, stand up, face to the north. Put your feet a little bit narrower than shoulder width apart. Make sure your toes are pointed straight forward. Stand in the tallest comfortable position you can. Make sure your legs are straight. And look for the feeling of feeling like your legs are two straight stilts underneath you and that your upper body and head are kind of floating on top of them. When you get this balanced floating feeling, that's a great position to be doing muscle testing because the magnetic force we're working with is very subtle. And when you're standing up tall and in that balanced floating posture, it will make you maximally sensitive to the subtle push and pull of the magnetic forces we're working with. So go ahead and zip up your field and say yes out loud. And you should feel yourself pushing or tilting forwards towards the north. Now, most people feel this as a pushing or tilting. Other people feel it like a subtle push around the hips or smaller your back. Now let's try the opposite test. Go back to the middle position, zip your field and say no. And now you should feel yourself tilting or pushing towards the back. And so that's a summary of how to do muscle testing. If you're having trouble with a muscle test, the most important thing to do is drink water, because dehydration will interfere with muscle testing. And if you drink enough water to get hydrated, most of the time it'll turn on and start working like magic. If you're still having trouble with it, please refer to the Secrets of Muscle Testing DVD, as this has a whole bunch of other troubleshooting techniques you can use to get pretty much anybody muscle testing easily and accurately. So when we're going through this program, what we're going to do is alternate between sections of presentation where I'm giving you valuable new insights and how to think about your prosperity and the process of manifesting, alternating with sections of subconscious reprogramming with Theta Healing, where we're actually going to go through your subconscious mind and release your blocks as you're listening to this program. The way this is going to work is that when we do the sections where we're releasing your blocks, I have a long list of common beliefs that act like blocks in our subconscious to wealth and prosperity. And so what we're going to do is in the clearing sections, I'm going to be going through each of the beliefs one by one and telling you what the beliefs are. I then want you to say it out loud and muscle test it and find out if that belief resonates true or false to you. If you have the block, we're going to use the Theta Healing technique to go and release it out of your subconscious and then give you a chance to do the muscle test again to see that it's gone. And so let me give you an example to make this clearer. Let's say that we want to check to see if you have the block, I have to be poor to be close to God. Because if you're holding this in your subconscious, you will attract experiences of poverty because, of course, to your subconscious, it's more important to be close to God than it is to be rich. And so I'll say, check, I have to be poor to be close to God. I want you to do the muscle test and see if it gives you a positive or negative result. If you have a positive result, this means you have the block and we want to release it. In order to release it, you need to give me permission to clear it. I know this will seem a little strange since you're listening to a recorded audio program, but really this is how the process works. We can only make changes in your subconscious with explicit permission. So you do need to give me permission on every block I release for you. And so you would say, yes, I give you permission. And then the healing energy embedded into this program will go into your subconscious and clear that block out of it. Reprogram the software of your being to clear that block, to allow you to bring greater wealth and prosperity into your life. We would then say, check again. You would then say again, I have to be poor to be close to God, and repeat the muscle test. What you guys will find is that when we do this, many of these blocks that we address will shift and clear while you're listening to the program, which is really incredible. Because again, this is not just a bunch of standard law of attraction material. We're going to give you much more advanced information on manifesting in abundance, as well as actually guide you through the process in this program of releasing these subconscious blocks, of reprogramming you from the inside out. And so a lot of these blocks will release very quickly. And most of the time when they're gone, they are gone forever. Now, other times, they may not change. You know, your block may still be there when you repeat the muscle test. If that happens, don't panic. It doesn't mean you did anything wrong. Instead, what it means is you have other more powerful belief systems in your subconscious that we have to address and release first before that block will clear. And so, in the companion material to this audio program is the list of all the belief systems we go through and clear. So I would recommend that as we do this, you go through them, and the ones that don't clear, you put a check mark by it. And I would encourage you to dig deeper on these and use whatever other techniques you have available to find out what's underneath it so you can clear all of these blocks. Now, I would encourage you guys to work with a Theta Healing practitioner to clear these out. Because Theta Healing is an incredibly powerful process of zeroing in on the bottommost belief and releasing it so that all the other belief systems attached to it clear at the same time. But of course, Theta Healing is not the only way to do this. There's lots of other good clearing techniques too. So use whatever is going to be most effective for you. This will allow you to actually clear this stuff out of your subconscious at a very deep level and allow your life to transform. The other thing I want to mention right now is that these belief systems are encoded sometimes in ways that where the block is a yes result for the test, and other times the block is a no result. So for example, if we have the belief system or program, I have to be poor to be close to God, if that's a yes or a positive result in your muscle test, that's bad, because that's not a belief you want to have in your subconscious. And so when we clear it, we want to turn that into a no. We want you to muscle test, I have to be poor to be close to God, and get a no result. Conversely, there's other belief systems that we want to have a yes result for. For example, I deserve to be rich. If you muscle test, I deserve to be rich, and it's a no, we want to change that because it's a block if it's no, and we want to reprogram that so it says yes. And so be aware, as we're going through the reprogramming and clearing the blocks, sometimes we want to turn a yes into a no, and sometimes we want to turn a no into a yes. It should be obvious most of the time which is which, but I will point it out just to be clear so you know what the desired result is going to be. The other thing that's so amazing about this audio program is that during these sections when we are clearing blocks, it has been encoded with a special audio technology called binaural beats that will take you and put you into a theta brainwave to facilitate the clearing process. Now, it may not be necessary to use this technology to clear some of your blocks, but we put it in because it's incredibly powerful in using technology to shift you into theta to make it easier to clear your subconscious blocks. And so this binaural beats technology has been encoded into all the sections of this program where we go in and reprogram the subconscious and clear the blocks. Be aware, though, that it only works if you're listening to this program with headphones. That the binaural beats technology will only put your brain into a theta brainwave if you're listening to it with headphones. And so I would encourage you guys listening to the program that when you listen to the section where we clear the blocks, when we're actually doing the healing, that you listen to it with headphones. And yes, it'll work perfectly well on an iPod or other portable music player. So it's fine to put these MP3 files on your iPod and listen to it there. Now, you're welcome to listen to the presentation and lecture material in any method you want. You don't have to listen to it with headphones, though you can. But I would encourage you to listen to the sections where we actually do the healing and clear the blocks with headphones on, because again, this special audio technology will actually put your brain into a theta brainwave and make you much more receptive to the clearing process. And I think you'll get much better results out of this program if you can do that. So, you will also notice that this program has been divided into different sections, and it's listed on the website in different ways so that you can download and listen to it in order. Well, we'll go back and forth between the lecture and presentation material and the actual healing where we clear your blocks. Or if you prefer, you can listen to all the lecture and presentation material separately and then come back later and listen to the part where you clear the blocks. So for example, if you want to listen to this in your car, I would recommend that you take all the lecture and presentation material and put it on CDs or put it on your iPod, and it's fine to listen to it in your car or in your living room or anywhere. However, when you do the sections where we clear the blocks and do the healing, I would encourage you to not be driving or operating machinery. Ideally, you'll be in a quiet place where you can listen to it with headphones, because it will alter your brain state. It will put you into a deep theta brainwave to unlock your subconscious mind. So be aware of that and use the audio program in whatever way is going to be best for you. So that's the end of this section. We're going to pick up in the next section in just a moment.